I originally, on my first day in the council at a meeting with the roads section of the Donegal County Council and the NRA, I pleaded for the road, particularly from Glempies to Gweedore, to be upgraded. It was a tough battle. The Minicairn bends were the first major job, and it took nearly 10 years to get that off the ground because they were giving us a half million here and a half million there, and we did bits and pieces like from Lochinure to Crawley. But sadly, the corporate manager of the NRA told me at a conference out in Gairton that he had secured the money to do the Minicairn bends. Which was a great change in anybody that travels on it compared to what it was there. Now we're after completing the section from Bayuchter, or just past Minicairn, up to Kilkenny, which is halfway around, and it's a fantastic job on the road because it takes in the scenery of the Gibara Bay, which you couldn't see because it was too low, the road before this. That'll be a huge boost for the Wild Atlantic Way and for visitors on the Wild Atlantic Way.
Now, we understand another part of this process is out for tender. You would be urging people to apply for this work to be done so it can be done as quickly as possible.
Well, we know that the tenders are out at the moment, but there's another 3 or 4 weeks to go before they're all fully in. But we hope at that stage that by September we'll be able to start on the next stage, which will complete the full Gweebarra Bends up as far as Dr. Kelly's Bray in Letcherilly. The total budget that's put aside is 70 million. So we have other parts like we have to do from Clawfully down to Dunlow. We have to do up through Glenties, up as far as Kilrain. So it'll take another 2 or 3 years, but hopefully by then we'll have a fantastic road from the Donegal Town Junction at Kilrain right through to Dunlow.